This is Talk Is Cheap on KPW LP 97.3 FM, Eugene Peace Works Independent Community Radio. All right, on October 4th, Saturday, October 4th, at Tsunami Books, the Oregon Contemporary Theater, members of the Oregon Contemporary Theater, read a few plays and acted out a few plays at Tsunami's little stage there. They called it the Slice of Life Staged Readings of 5 10-minute plays by local Eugene playwrights. Unfortunately, one of the playwrights was sick, so there was only 4 plays, and I'm going to play you 3 of them this week, and then I'll play you the 4th one, which is really good, and you're going to want to tune in for that next week with some other surprises with that. And Tsunami Books also has a YouTube channel, so you might want to check that out. And check out Tsunami Books as much as you can. They're a Eugene treasure and resource. All right, so coming up, Slice of Life staged readings of 5 10-minute plays by local Eugene playwrights. And don't forget to support independent media. We're having a pledge drive right now, so I hope you'll support KPW and other independent media. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends. Support independent media. And support the open mics around town. You might see me doing political comedy at the open mics, the comedy open mics around town.
There's a scourge threatening the airwaves right now. I'm talking about that earworm wrangler and rhyme criminal, Justin Bieber. I don't care if he gets his coke from Colombia, his product from Pennsylvania. He should be arrested just for rhyming holy with hold me. His music is vapid. His lyrics are trite. Now don't kill Justin Bieber. Cutting his hair will only slow him down. If you want to stop Justin Bieber and others like him, go to kepw.org and become a sustaining member, or just send a couple of dollars. We're all volunteers, so you get more bang for your buck. Go to kepw.org and stop inane music today.
I'm Marla Norton. This is Amy Weinkauf. So, just a little background on this. This is really a grassroots effort. We're just like, let's put on a play, right? A stage reading of 10-minute plays. So Amy approached me. We met a couple times and talked to other interested playwrights, Aaron Dale and Malia. And then I reached out to Scott at Tsunami, who is graciously letting us use the space. I mean, they're incredible. Incredible community resource we have here. So separately, we all had 1 to 2 rehearsals, never in the space. So this is a real in-the-moment work. So what you're going to expect to see is 4 10-minute plays by Eugene local playwrights. The 5th playwright had emergency gallbladder surgery. Oh. I know, but she's okay. She's good. So each playwright director will introduce their play and their actors. Then we'll have a short talk back, all in 1 hour.
Wow.
Yeah, that's it.
So I was going to explain briefly what we're going to do for the talk back. We wanted to invite you to participate in this evening with us. I'm going to ask 2 questions of you. I'm going to ask you what struck you about each play, and something might come to mind that stuck to you, like, oh, that was the coolest thing when this. Because we would like to give the playwrights, we would like feedback from you to know whether or not the story worked. And then the other thing I'm going to ask you to do is to ask us questions about the play. Something might have happened that you're like, but what about this? The deal is, we're not going to answer the question. We're just going to write the question down. Unless we're totally like curious and have to know the answer, then I'll direct us. But it's going to be just short, brief answers to just give playwrights, you know, a little information feedback, so we can be better at what we do. Okay, so thank you again for being here, and we will get started here. So, the first play is my play. It's called Josh at the Gas and Sip. And if I can have my actors come on forward. I saw a movie several years ago called Say Anything. I don't know if you're familiar with that, John Cusack. and Lloyd Dobler. And there's a group of guys that meet at the Gas and Sip on Saturday night because, you know, they know so much about chicks. But I thought, what could we do with that idea of two people on a Saturday night that have been friends forever and they hang out at a Gas and Sip? And that's how I started. So our actors are, Josh is being played by Sam Whitler. Zach is being played by, is it Mike or Michael?
Whatever.
Mikey Shaw. And then Drew is being played by Jordan Weinkopf. Josh at the Gas and Sip.
You see this?
Yeah, I did. They're not gonna win.
No.
Why would anyone even put money on that?
Well, the thing is too, the colors are just all off. Hey! Steve! Hey, Steve! Zach, it's Steve.
Steve?
Remember he graduated with us.
Oh yeah, Steve.
Hey, Steve!
Hey, Steve!
It's Drew!
It's Zach! Remember I had you in Spanish?
You took Spanish in high school?
Yeah, didn't everybody?
I took Latin.
And how many times have you used that?
Hey, Steve. It's Drew from Raymond.
And Zach?
Yeah, forget it, man. He doesn't know who we are. Just let it go.
Can I help you?
Yeah, it's Drew.
And Zach?
We went to high school with you at Raymond. It's been like, what, 15 years?
You have me mistaken for another person.
No, man. We had homeroom together for like 4 years.
Yeah, and we had that anti-bullying skit in sophomore year for help.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't know you.
Oh, dude, come on. Don't you remember? We pulled that prank on Senor Terrible that last day of class. Mm-hmm. You put up that picture of Taylor Swift with his face on it, remember? Because he liked Taylor Swift.
The last time we saw you was at the grad party. It was the after party, right?
Yeah.
Remember that when he's trying to...
You were flying so high. Remember we had to talk you off jumping off that roof?
Whoa. Sorry, Steve. Didn't want to, like, inconvenience you or whatever.
Yeah, man. Sorry. Maybe you have more important things to do than to relive the glory days.
Okay, my name is not Steve. It's Josh. Steve was my brother. He's dead. Been dead for 15 years.
Oh, no way.
Whoa, Drew, it's Joshy.
Oh, no way.
It's okay. Happens to me all the time. Just drop it.
Okay. Sorry.
Hey. How did you know Steve called me Joshy?
Well, he talked about you all the time. He said you're some kind of piano protege.
Yeah, he said you were going to be famous someday.
Yeah. Okay, you really have to go. Why me? Because you're better at this than I
am not.
I'm terrible. Get up there. Fine.
Hey, Steve.
Josh. Can I ask, how did it happen?
What?
How did it happen?
What?
How did Steve die?
Thank you. He OD'd.
Oh, dude, I'm so sorry. That hits so hard.
I mean, how can we not know?
Thanks. It's been a long time, but I'm trying to keep living, you know. Follow my dreams when Steve couldn't follow his own.
Yeah, man, that's deep.
Yeah, man, that is a noble quest.
Thanks.
So, why does this noble quest take you to this exact spot?
Yeah, why to this Gas and Sip?
I'm supposed to meet someone.
Okay, excellent. Well, we haven't really seen anyone except for you and, what, a couple of normal regular guys?
Yeah.
It's all good. I've only been here for a couple of minutes, though it seems like hours.
Okay, yeah, cool, man. We'll just be over here if you need us. Over here.
Yeah,
over
here we're here when you need us. Yeah.
Like a commercial. Good. Thanks. That really helps.
Okay, it's getting a little weird.
Why do you want me to go do this?
Because I don't want to. But I need to know. I need to know. Bye.
Hey, Josh, like, when you said Steve OD, like, where did he OD?
We aren't sure what happened.
Oh. Who found him?
I did.
Oh, man. That's rough. Where'd you find him?
Look, I don't really think this is any of your business. Sorry, man. It's just, Steve was like a bro. We used to hang out.
Yeah.
Every Friday night. And the whole last month of school, we skipped sixth period and we played Galaga at Rennie's. It was the best.
Yeah, it's not like we needed that study period anyway.
You didn't need it?
Whatever. Anyway, game night hasn't been the same since he, you know, hasn't been around. He would do that sometimes, you know, disappear.
He did that a lot.
I mean, we didn't even know where he lived. He was pretty private, except for talking about you.
Yeah, we always wondered what happened to him.
I get it. It's just some days are more difficult than others, that's all. Especially today.
Why? What's today?
Oh, dude.
What? What's today?
You graduated high school 15 years ago tonight.
Whoa. Dude, imagine us meeting Steve's bro today.
That's pretty weird.
Yeah. Imagine.
Alrighty then. Well, it's great to see you. We'll just be over here if you need anything.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, thanks. Steve, Josh. Yeah, we'll just be over here.
We'll be over here.
Pretending we don't exist.
So that room really bad.
But I think we'll go one more time. You know what happens when you send me out there? Bad things happen. That's what
well,
you're going
well, maybe you can help me. I'm looking for somebody named Jamie St. James and someone named Bob.
That's me!
Bob, I'm Bob.
I'm Jamie St. James.
Oh, what a coincidence.
I wondered. I had to be sure. I heard you might be here on a Saturday night. It's surprising to find out how many people go by Jamie St. James and Bob. It's taken years to find you.
You've been looking for us?
Yes, for 5 years or so.
Why? Us?
Unfinished business.
What unfinished business?
Yeah, what unfinished business?
Something that should have been done a long time ago.
Hey,
whatever you think we did or had to do with Steve OD, it wasn't us, okay? It wasn't.
We told him not to take that crap. Who knows where it came from?
I mean, despite what people think, we were potheads in high school. I mean, we don't even drink.
We still don't drink. Your mom would have killed us.
My mom? Your grandma would have taken us out!
Sorry. I have this list. You two are the last names on it, or Jamie St. James and Bob are the last names I have to cross off the list.
By going around and attacking people with hugs?
No, not really. Usually ends with a hug. My brother, he had this list on him when he died. People to thank, it says at the top. Thank Jamie St. James and Bob for being the only real friends I ever had.
That means a lot. I mean, he was the nicest guy, but you know, how could he not have any friends?
I was still too young when he died to really understand what he was going through. I was so angry. I felt like he cared more about getting high than me, more than anything, really. Then I saw the list, and then I made the list. Thank Joshy for playing the piano so I could go to sleep. And then down here, thank Joshy for always making sure I got a cookie when he had a cookie. You just never know how much impact you had on someone, especially when they're gone before you get the chance to say thank you.
Thanks, Josh.
Yeah, thanks, Josh. And thanks for looking for us for all these years.
You're welcome.
Hey, why the names? Jamie St. James and Bob?
Oh, boy. Those are our character names back then.
Yeah, character names for D&D. Yeah, Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah, it's Game Night really hasn't been the same without him. You know, we've been meeting up, what, once or twice a year ever since high school.
Yeah. We've been on the same campaign for, what, like 3 years? Since 2022?
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
See you around.
Hey, wait, Josh! You said that you were the last ones, right, to cross off your list? What are you going to do now?
Finish up my studies. I have 1 year left at Music Conservatory, then who knows?
That's great. But, I mean, what are you doing right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's game night if you want to come. Everybody there knew Steve or Bacula the Brawn.
Bacula the Brawn?
Yeah, he was a big fan of Scott Bakula in reruns of Quantum Leap. Gotcha.
Man, and they'd love to see Joshy all grown up. They'll freak out when they see how much you look like your brother.
I'd like that. Are you sure? I've never played D&D.
That's okay, dude. We got you covered.
I don't even know where to begin to pick a name.
How about Stevie Saint Steve? Hi, I'm Dale Light. First of all, thanks so much to Amy and Marla for having me be a part of this tonight. I would like to welcome you to These, Our Mindless Hearts. My actors this evening are approaching the stage. We have Eve James in the part of Gloria and Mary Kinney as Chad Jr. We're in the living room of Gloria and Chad's house, an upper middle class estate in the suburbs. It is furnished well, but terribly bland. It could easily be mistaken for a model home. Her front door is connected to this room, and nearby is a window with a curtain. There is a small table or desk with an open suitcase and rotary phone. Gloria storms on stage, carrying a number of nightgowns and shoving them into the open suitcase. Chad enters, following her.
I just can't do this anymore.
But Gloria, I don't understand. I thought we were in love.
Chad Jr., I'm just so confused. We were. I have to leave.
And where would you go? Your contract is good for another 4 years. You can't escape this.
I know. That's what makes this so hard.
Gloria, please stop. Let's talk.
I can't. There's nothing I can say that could possibly describe how I'm feeling, why I'm behaving like this. I just know that I have to go.
Does this have anything to do with Carlos?
Yeah, I guess I probably will end up with Carlos. He's the only eligible bachelor they haven't paired me with yet.
I always knew you'd leave me for him. I saw the way you looked at each other at little Timmy's birthday party.
Oh, don't be so melodramatic. It's not about Carlos.
Well, then what is it? What can I do to keep you here?
It's not about you either. It's about me.
So there's nothing I can do? You realize if you leave, there's no reason for me to be here. They'll stop writing me. My contract won't be renewed. I need you, Gloria!
Chad Jr., I'm so sorry. But I just can't stay. I need out.
There is no way out. They're not going to let you go. If it's not me, it's Carlos. If it's not Carlos, it'll be someone else.
So what can I do?
Just stay with me. Together we can get through this. And in 4 years, You can renegotiate your contract and die an elaborate and unexpected death.
It's that easy?
Just 4 more years. I love you for 4 more years.
Oh, Chad Jr., there's something I've been needing to tell you.
You know you can tell me anything, Gloria. I am here for you.
I'm not Gloria.
What do you mean?
I'm her twin sister.
What?
I'm so sorry, Chad Jr. I know I should have told you much sooner. I don't know what got into me. You just seem to like me so much as Gloria. I couldn't give that up.
But Gloria!
No. It's Nicole.
Cheesy organ flourish.
If you're Nicole, who is Gloria? Where is the woman I've fallen in love with?
I don't know. We were separated at birth.
This whole time?
I know. I'm awful.
If that's true, then so am I. Nicole, I am not Chad Jr. I'm his father. Chad Senior!
What? How could that be?
I invented him.
Cheesy organ flourish.
You mean?
Yes. There is no Chad Jr. This whole time I've pretended to be my own son, and in doing so, my own father. I needed someone to look up to, but also someone to take care of. Then I found you, Gloria. I mean, Nicole.
Oh, Chad Senior, it's all so confusing. I met Chad Senior when he was in a coma in the hospital. You were both there. You held his hand and wept for him to come back to us.
I'm sorry I have to tell you this, but it's clear I can no longer hide. That man you saw in the hospital was just an extra.
What?
He was cast as a silent background character to fill out Robert's big coma scene last season. That's where I found him paralyzed in a hospital bed. He looked so peaceful. I found myself wanting what he had. No lines. No performance. Just sleeping and waiting for what comes next. I visited him every day. At first, I just stood and stared at his motionless body. It was perfect. Not even the involuntary flinch of a bad dream. I started talking to him, really talking. I told him everything. He just laid there and listened without judging. He accepted me like a son. I told him about me, about you, about how I was impersonating his son to get close to you. So no, he may not have been my real father, but he was there for me when I needed him most. He will always be Chad Senior to me.
It's just so much to take in. I fell in love with Chad Junior, and now you're telling me that man doesn't exist. That he's been replaced by his father, who might just be some guy in a coma.
I'm afraid it's not that simple.
I've filled the suitcase with nightgowns.
Will you run into this cold night of the soul with nothing more to warm you?
Touching cheesy organ music.
Chad Senior, the things you say sound so much like they must mean something. In the end, there are someone else's words. Someone who's not here. Someone who thrives on sentiment and ratings. I'm sorry. If these nightgowns are all I have, if they're all they'll give me, then this is how I leave you. Goodbye, Chad Senior.
Nicole! Nicole, I love you!
You can't!
Of course I can, and I do. Ever since the day we met.
Chad Senior, you don't understand.
Then make me understand.
I don't have a twin sister.
She's the organ player.
How could that be?
We were separated at birth. I never knew her. I've been pretending to be someone I know nothing about. For all I know, She never existed at all.
Who are you?
I don't know. I've lived as Gloria for so long, I don't know if there ever was a Nicole. Sometimes I think about my life and all the things I've done and said, but they seem so distant and diluted. Like watching from the passenger seat as someone drives your car the long way to the grocery store. It's like it was someone else all along who got me here. Maybe Nicole. Maybe Gloria. Someone who was maybe even trying really hard to do the right thing, but didn't know that what they were doing would make me different when I got here.
Listen! Whoever you are, it doesn't matter. It's all been you. I was there as you recovered from your amnesia. You stood by my side while my father was in a coma. I remembered all the times I felt your lips on mine and the closeness of our bodies before commercial breaks. I don't proclaim to understand what all of these memories mean. All I know is that deep down in my core, I am empty. I am not Chad Jr., Chad Senior, Chad's the first through the fourth, there's nothing there. All I know is I feel things, I say things. If they don't mean anything at all, it's because nothing has any meaning. Who would have expected the opportunistic knock of a dashingly handsome and successful young man?
Carlos.
They're not going to let you go alone.
It's not Carlos.
What? Who else could it be?
I don't know. I can't. Oh, my God. It's Chad Jr.
Confused, Jesus.
I don't understand! My God! Why is he? How could?
What should I do?
The phone begins ringing incessantly for the remainder of the dialogue.
I don't know. It's not possible.
Well, we can't let him in. We don't even know who he is.
Why is he here?
I have to go to him.
What?
I have to know.
Well, then I'm coming too.
No! I don't think it's a good idea.
Please don't go!
He's going to give up and leave. I have to see him. I won't be long.
Well, what if you don't come back? Just stay with me. Gloria?
What? You're listening to members of the Oregon Contemporary Theater reading some plays at Tsunami Books on October 4th. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends. Support independent media.
For our third piece, we have Moon Farm, written by me, Alex Ever. I use they, them pronouns. And Aaron Michael Smart, he, him. And we have the lovely Eric Freeman playing Lucky. And Cam Hope playing Comet. We also have Aaron being our ground zero. Thanks, guys.
A dark stage. The voice of NASA ground control. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Release the hounds and we have liftoff. The sound of a rocket ship taking off. Liftoff, T plus 5 seconds. Communications, green. Vitals, green. The Lassie 2 is up and accelerating. Kennels are clear. We did it, boys. I don't care what they say. 1965 is the year of the dog. Get it, guys? Because there's dogs in the spaceship. God, I love this country. God bless America. Toto's not in Kansas anymore. Balto can run, but these boys can fly. I got a million of these.
Woo! Oh, can you believe that? I mean, the training simulators were wild, but that, oh, That was something else.
All right, we get it.
I think we might have peed. I think I might have peed a little. I mean, did you pee a little? I mean, I wouldn't judge you if you peed a little. I mean, we're partners. I will back you no matter what. Two dogs in space in a moment. But I mean, we're best friends for life.
Oh
you and I.
Oh, my God.
No. But in all seriousness, sir, it is an honor to serve with you. I can't believe I'm flying with the Lucky Star himself. Our names are going to go down in history together. Lucky and Comet. Oh, I mean, Lucky Star and Comet. Right next to the others, side by side, locked in, inseparable.
Please?
Like the Lady and the Tramp. Oh, but, you know, just not like them, you know, because of the spaghetti and, you know.
Leaving the atmosphere. Lassie 2 pressurization stable. Trajectory looking good. O2 levels. O2 levels.
O2 levels? Oh, 02. 02 levels looking spiffy. I mean spiffy, sir.
They better be spiffy, cadet. Our mission is to test the airlock seal for our boys back home and every astronaut that comes after us. Keep an eye on the O2 levels. Let me handle the rest.
You got it, sir. Whoa. Is that really Earth? I mean, that's like, oh, sir. It's like the biggest, best ball I've ever seen.
Drink it up, kid.
Oh, I'm lapping it up, sir.
Jesus, okay.
Lapping it right up!
Listen, just, it's better with silence.
Oh, yeah, of course. Sure. Yes. Comet and Lucky in space together. Being best friends forever. Looking at Earth with love in our heart. On a great journey, but this is the start.
Oh my God.
We're going to the moon. We're landing on the moon. We're walking on the moon forever. No, we're playing fetch on the moon. Living on the moon forever and ever and ever and ever.
You get to behold this view with perfect silence.
Yes, of course. Oh, I can't wait to tell everyone on the moon about it.
Everyone on the moon.
Yeah. All my heroes. You know, all the animals that went to space like us. The ones that went to the farm.
All the ones that went to the farm.
Yeah. The great big farm on the moon. The moon farm. I mean, it has some of the greats like Albert 1 and Albert 2, the monkeys, you know.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. And the best. Maybe the most inspiring. Like on a space dog. Started her life as a scrapper on the street, but they just saw something so special in her. She got discovered, picked up right then and there from the streets to the stars. Best space pilot in the world.
So we're going to the moon. Sorry, the moon farm. And we're gonna meet all your heroes and play games on the moon forever.
Yeah, that's what they told me. They talked about sending me to a farm. So I knew it was the farm that all those other animals were sent to. Every dog has their day, am I right?
I cannot believe NASA's still telling that to the pups.
Wait, what?
Man, old Yeller had it easy, didn't he? Oh, I know. Where the red fern grows, more like where the dogs go into space and never come back goes. God. It's so sad though, right? Using these sweet little guys to test out if real astronauts can survive in space? I mean, remember Albert 1? Parachute never opened on his way back down. I mean, sure, he made it down, but cleanup crew pulled an all-nighter on that one. Oh, God, and Laika! Jesus, just tragic! Russians just plucked some poor stray off the street and shoved her in a rocket, and God, they didn't even try to get her back. Every dog has their day, am I right? Bet those old bones are just spinning around in zero gravity somewhere. It's like a great galactic graveyard up there. Wait, do you think it's haunted?
We gotta turn the rocket around.
Around.
Take the rocket. Turn it around.
I'm not turning the rocket around.
Take your paws. Your lucky star, the super space dog.
I don't have thumbs. Besides, we have our mission. We have to follow through.
No, no, you're the lucky space dog. Do your beep, boop, beep, bops and just turn it around. You can do this.
I don't have thumbs.
Well, you know what? I don't have to follow through on the mission. You don't have to follow through. The only thing we're following through is the path back home. I mean, think of it like, okay, think of it like fetch, okay? Yeah, yeah, a great game of fetch. Don't you like fetch, boy? It'll be fun. Look here. Look, Earth. See. See the ball, boy. Go get it. Go get it, boy.
Comet.
I'll help. Comet. And Lucky, going back home. Comet and Lucky, not dying in space. Comet and Lucky, not being space boats. Comet and Lucky, God, my dreams are all dead. Comet and Lucky, my life is a lie.
Comet.
I'm not flying to the galactic graveyard.
Damn it, don't you get it? We have a mission to complete. And even if I wanted to, the Lassie 2 was never designed to return home. We're on a one-way trip.
Oh my god.
You said it yourself. Names are going down in history together, locked in, side by side, inseparable. Oh god.
But I am a good boy. I don't want to die. And you know what, Mr. Lucky Sir? I'm starting to think that maybe you're no star at all. Yeah, maybe. Maybe you're actually a bad dog.
Bad dog? I'm the bad dog? Well, I think you're the bad dog! Bad dog! Bad dog! Bad dog!
Bad dog! No! I'm the good boy! You're the bad dog!
Bad
dog! No, bad boy!
Listen, pup! I ain't your lucky star! You know nothing about what this bad dog's been through!
Well, I know you're crushing my dreams. And also going to make me die in space, and I think that's bad.
You think you're the only dog who's had dreams?
Well, my dreams of meeting everyone on the moon farm is dead. I mean, they're all dead. Oh my god, they're dead. I'm dead.
Damn it, don't you understand? We can't abandon this mission. This is the only chance I have left it. Redemption.
You'll have plenty of chances if we make it back to Earth.
And I trained for years.
To be an astronaut?
No. To be a therapy dog.
Really? That doesn't seem right.
I was the best of the best. They had me on special assignment, leading a new unit. I was teaching kids to read.
You can read.
We'd meet in public places, unassuming public libraries. I'd come in and you know what? All this fame, all this lucky star crap. The only time I felt like a star was when all those kids would lay at my feet, sometimes crisscross applesauce, and their anxiety would wash away as they stepped up to the literary challenge. I got those kids to recite the greats, the very hungry caterpillar, green eggs and ham, brown bear, brown bear. Well, what do I see? I see a kid with perfect literacy. And then that son of a bitch took it all away.
Brown bear, brown bear?
No. Clifford. Clifford, that big red son of a bitch dog.
Oh wow, another.
It was a day like any other. My troops were doing great, even getting those hardwoods like dinosaur and sandwich. We're on our last book of the day. A new one just came out. Clifford the Big Red Dog. All it took was one crisp new page of that book to graze me on the nose. I gave into my weakness. I sneezed. Scared the shit out of some stepdad in a Cabela's shirt. Set them all off. See, I showed a little too much teeth, you see. Just like that. It's over. Bad dog. I lost my badge that day. Lost my unit. Lost to a big red stupid fuckface. I'll never get assigned to my unit again. But I'm gonna get back in that library. I'm gonna be the most famous dog there ever was. They're gonna write children's books about me. I may be a bad dog, but in my final moments, I can act like a good boy.
Listen. I don't really think you're a bad dog. So what? You smoke cigarettes. I think that makes you look cool, sir.
I can't go back there. My legacy's at stake. I gotta beat him. I gotta win.
But sir, you're not the first dog in space.
You gonna kick a dog while he's down?
No, no. Listen, you could be the first dog on the moon.
What are you saying? No one's ever been on the moon.
But you could be the first. We could both go to the moon.
Don't be stupid. Emissions to test the airlock.
02 levels are spiffy, sir. The airlock is secure. Maybe that means our mission can take us all the way.
Oh my god, I can't believe it. Comet, you're right. We could be the first Americans on the moon.
Wait. But sir, if we go to the moon together, that means you'll be stuck in your books with me.
The Adventures of Lucky Star and Singing Comet. The world's finest space dogs. That is one hell of a read.
It's a hell of a title, sir. One small step for good boys.
And one large leap for mankind. Buckle up, space dog. We're going to the motherfucking moon.
Rockin' music. Sounds of Lassie 2 rocketing through space. Wait, we're getting something. Lassie 2 has changed trajectory. Oh my god, the dogs, these sweet little guys, they're gonna crash into the moon. Wait, no, it can't be. They're landing? The dogs are getting out of the rocket. Who gave them spacesuits? Did we do that? I can't believe this. Call my wife, no, someone, call the president, wait. Everyone shut up. We're receiving transmission from Lassie 2 now! You're listening to the voices of history! Doggone it! They've done it! The first men on the moon! Whoever said you can't teach an old dog new tricks never met these two American heroes. Triumphant rock music. The dogs freeze mid-jump. A book title appears, framing the scene like the cover of a children's book. It reads, The Adventures of Lucky Star and Singing Comet, the world's finest space dog.
This sounds like somebody that Faulkner could have invented the character or characters in this song. I don't know if I've mentioned this here before or not, but I visited his grave recently, and it was a big letdown. How many people? Well, let's see. There aren't a lot of Jimmy Driftwood fans here. How about Faulkner? Are there any Faulkner people here? So if you've read him, you know that you expect more from him than your average corpse. You really do. You expect something to happen when you go to the grave. And it is just as hard to find as you've been told that it is. Beyond that, the only woman I've known at the top of any set of stairs she had to have been about 65 or so, and I was about 5. and I would go upstairs and look at her stamp collection. Suffused with romance. It's a lot better than visiting Faulkner's grave. She lives all alone on a dark and windy street, in a room at the top of the stairs. She smokes cigarettes and stares at the wall, not knowing that my heart lives there. Of the night, she takes me inside and helps soothe my troubles and pain. She's warm and she's sweet, her kisses leave me weak. I love it when she touches my face. Talks about the past, the sorrow and regret. She cries about the gray in her hair. I love her so much, but she just won't believe any man alive could ever care. I wish I'd been there when she was a girl, before love had treated her unfair. She'd not be so sad, she'd not live alone in that room at the top of the stairs. In that room at the top of the stairs.
When comes this monster house, please tell me time with tears and flowers to match. It only took one.
There's a scourge threatening the airwaves right now. I'm talking about that earworm wrangler and rhyme criminal, Justin Bieber. I don't care if he gets his coke from Colombia, his product from Pennsylvania. He should be arrested just for rhyming holy with hold me. His music is vapid. His lyrics are trite. Now don't kill Justin Bieber. Cutting his hair will only slow him down. If you want to stop Justin Bieber and others like him, go to kepw.org and become a sustaining member. Or just send a couple of dollars. We're all volunteers, so you get more bang for your buck. Go to kepw.org and stop inane music today.